Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be enjoying a guided meditation focused on connecting to this moment, the now, the eternal now. This is about presence, mindfulness, and intuition, all kind of rolled into one, presence, mindfulness, and intuition in this moment, because this moment has so much to offer us. So this meditation supports the stage 9 task of connecting to this moment through presence, mindfulness, and intuition. And in this task, you're challenged to explore the truth of a crowd of people, a whole crowd in aggregate, not just one person. We've done that previously. So this time, instead of connecting to one person, we're connecting to a crowd. And we're trying to connect to what you cannot see and connect even more deeply to intuition and the truth of the moment itself. So if worry is about the future and regret is about the past, then being here in this present moment is one way to significantly reduce the worry and regret in your life, because the future doesn't exist here and the past does not exist here. And that's a great start, but this moment has so much more to show you. So this is a challenging exercise in all respects, so this meditation will support the entire process, start to finish. So you will need to be in a public place for this meditation. A coffee shop, a restaurant, a park. Sit somewhere where you can see people and things, people, furniture, trees, stuff. But be in a place where you do not need to interact with anyone, but you can see them. And keep your eyes open for this meditation. And if you're not in a public place right now, save this meditation for a time when you can be in that type of setting. So we'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. Let's begin by being mindful of your surroundings. That is, pay attention and observe your surroundings in a detached but focused way. Well, what does that mean? You have already connected to the silent observer. Watch your surroundings as that silent observer. Just be here in this moment now, taking in the sights, the sounds, and the feelings around you. Notice people, colors, textures, smells, every detail. If your mind wanders towards thinking about tomorrow or last week gently bring it back. This is an active mindfulness. If you are not used to it, it can feel a little intense. Stay with it. When you feel connected to this moment across all your physical senses, reach out with an intent to connect with the people here in this moment. This is just like connecting with other people individually, but this time with a group. Project your energy out from yourself towards each person around you, painting the group with your energy and presence in a general way as you glance around the space. If this is challenging, try connecting with each individual quickly until you have connected with the group. Our intent in this exercise is not to explore each person's truth, but the truth of the crowd and this space in this moment. You are now connected to everything you can see. Now here's the challenging part. Connect with what you cannot see. Imagine connecting with the energy and presence in the air. Imagine that the air itself is full of the energy of everyone here, of everything here, and of the place itself. Like static energy before a storm, it fills the air. You cannot see it, but you can feel it. This is the energy of the moment. Pervasive. And touching this moment all over the world and beyond. Feel how your energy connects to it and is part of it. Questions about the past or the future are not going to be answered here. But anything you could want to know about the state of things right now, or the best choice to make right now, is yours. Remain detached from it. That is, be the silent observer, connected to this moment. In this moment is infinite information about the present state of people, places, and things. Anything you could want to know about what is happening right now, you can know. How someone is feeling, their intention, whether you are safe or not, the right thing to do or what not to do. Ask your question. What do you want to know? Let answers come to you. This is your intuition. Trust the answers that you get. For a more advanced challenge, when deeply connected to this moment, feeling the collective energy of everything and everyone in the space, can you feel how the people are all the same? Just people going through life, trying to figure it out, making mistakes, living in stages, all ultimately on the same journey. Can you see how the things in this space are all the same? Just physical objects, all made up of the same basic atoms. Now you can feel the sameness of the people, things, and this space itself, all made up of the same atoms and energies, but taking various forms like pixels in a video game. They all look different, but are ultimately just bits of energy. Spend some time with this now. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Practice it to make your intuition stronger. When you drive or walk down the street, stay connected to each moment. Read the people, places, and things in this way, and let your intuition guide you. The more you trust it, the stronger it gets. Your intuition can guide you on small things like finding a great restaurant, and in big things like crafting your ideal life. When you are in this moment, fully connected, flowing with your river, your intuition is a constant guide. Thank you for joining me in this guided meditation today. If you have thoughts, questions, or ideas, just want to share something you found, follow the link in the show notes, join the email weekly newsletter, and write me back. Let me know what's going on in your world. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.